te Vasudevaya.
Om namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, text number 11. Angapurpranipasina, Prashraya Premasangatam. Vyachastanuragashra Antibhutena Chakshusha Pandaputranupasina Kashraya Premasangatam Vyachastanuragashra Andibhutena Chakshusha Pandaputranupasina Prashraya Premasangatam Abhyachashtanuragashra Andibhutena Chakshusha. Okay, word for word, please repeat. Pandu, the late father of Maharaj Yudhisthira and his brothers. Putran, the sons of. Upasinam, sitting silently nearby. Prashraya, being overtaken. Prema, in feelings of love. Sangatam, having gathered. Abhyachashta, congratulated. Anuraga, feeling me. Ashray, by tears of ecstasy. Andibhutena, overwhelmed. Chakshusha, with his eyes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The sons of Maharaj Pandu were sitting silently nearby, overtaken with affection for their dying grandfather. Seeing this, Bhishma Dev congratulated them with feeling. There were tears of ecstasy in his eyes, and he was overwhelmed by love and affection. Purport. When Maharaj Pandu died, his sons were all small children, and naturally they were brought up under the affection of elderly members of the royal family, especially by Bhishma Dev. Later on, when the Pandavas were grown up, they were cheated by cunning Duryodhana and his company. And Bhishma Dev, although he knew that the Pandavas were innocent and were unnecessarily put into trouble, could not take the side of the Pandavas for political reasons. At the last stage of his life, when Bhishma Dev saw his most exalted grandsons, headed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, sitting very gently by his side, the great warrior grandfather could not check his loving tears, which were automatically flowing from his eyes. He remembered the great tribulations suffered by his most pious grandsons. Certainly he was the most satisfied man, because of Yudhisthira's being enthroned in place of Duryodhana. And thus he began to congratulate them. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Agnate Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vatalam Pangun Nagati Gurim Yakripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurim Dinataranam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this Leela of the passing away of Bhishma Dev, it's a very, very glorious pastime. Primarily for two reasons. That one, Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the friend of all living entities, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, the source from where all spiritual and material worlds emanate, was standing personally before Bhishma Dev when he departed from this mortal world. And secondly, that Bhishma Dev, he chose the time when he could leave. So, as Keshava Prabhu mentioned in his class last week, that it is the symptom of a great yogi. Or one of the symptoms is that he can choose an auspicious time on when to leave his body. One such example of this was the Namaracharya, Haridas Thakur. You know, the leela is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Haridas Thakur passed away from this world. So one day, Govinda, the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya, he went to the Jagannath Mandir to purchase some Jagannath Mahaprasad. And he wanted to offer that as a love in exchange to Haridas Thakur. So he went to the mandir, picked up the prasadam, and then very jubilantly he went to see Haridas Thakur. Actually, this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's just full to the brim of loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees. You know, it's so very sweet and relishable. So Govinda, he went to go and see Haridas Thakur in his Bhajan Kutiya, and when he got there, Haridas Thakur, he was lying on his back and he was chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But he was chanting very, very slowly. Now, so Govinda, when he saw Haridas Thakur, he said, Haridas Thakur, please get up. I have brought Mahaprasad for you. And Haridas Thakur, he said, that today I am fasting. You know, I have not finished my prescribed rounds. And I said, but you have bought Mahaprasad, you know, from Jagannath. How can I neglect it? So Haridas, he got up and he circumambulated the prasadam, offered prayers to it, and then threw a morsel in his mouth to honor. Prabhupada, who writes a very wonderful purport about explaining some of the glories of Mahaprasad, you know, that we don't eat Mahaprasad, we honor it. You know, prasadam is non-different from Krishna. When we engage our tongue in taking prasadam, we are tasting Krishna. Philosophically, it said that, you know, we have prasadam and then we have mahaprasad. So the difference is that the mahaprasad of the Lord actually has the saliva of the Lord mixed in with it. And that actually makes the prasadam more relishable, more tasty. So we should understand that since prasadam is non-different from Krishna, whatever we have on our plates, we should make sure we finish. No prasadam should be thrown in the bin. It's very important point to understand, especially Mahaprasad. It's offensive. I've seen some very... I'll just say this story quickly. I've seen some very bad results from seeing Mahaprasad of the Lord being thrown in the bin. I was at one temple maybe about 7 years ago, and they were taking Mahaprasadam off the altar and throwing it in the bin. Because no one was eating it. And one guru, he came to the temple and he instructed the vice temple president, do not throw Mahaprasad in the bin. It is very offensive. But they neglected that instruction and they carried on doing that, and there was a few sequence of events where more and more offences were made, and the whole management, there were six devotees, they left the temple and they became ritviks. They just ran away from the temple. They just packed their bags and left. This is a situation that when offences are made to Mahaprasad, it's serious. It's not to be taken lightly. They rejected their gurus. I don't know if they're still practicing now. But anyway, so we should really understand this point, the benefits of taking prasadam and what it actually is. Prasadam is there to nourish the body, to develop the finer brain tissues, as Prabhupada puts it in the Bhagavad Gita. Govinda, he left Haridas Thakur, and the next day Lord Chaitanya came to see him, and he inquired to Haridas Thakur, are you well? How are you? And Haridas Thakur said, "Then my body is fine, my body is okay, but my mind and intelligence are not well." And then the Lord inquired, can you ascertain what your disease is? What is wrong? And Haridas said that my disease is that I cannot finish my prescribed number of rounds. Prabhupada, again, he also makes some very important comments in his purport to understand here that if one cannot finish his prescribed number of rounds, that he should think himself to be in a diseased condition of life. Prabhupada also writes here that he has given the minimum number of rounds as 16. For the Western devotees, he says so they will not feel burdened. like it's a burden chanting Hare Krishna. We should understand that 16 is actually the minimum. It is not the maximum. Whenever we can, we should try and chant extra rounds. like for myself personally, I feel that, you know, 16 rounds is just not enough for me. And you know, like dealing with materialists all day on the streets, you know, and trying to battle with the Anattas and the Kali Yuga vices right in my face. You know, so I have to chant extra rounds every day. But yeah, we should always endeavor to keep the holy name on our tongue. Isn't it? Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita that the greatest yogi is one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day. And also, Prabhupada goes on to say that one should, when chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one should chant loudly enough so one can hear oneself chanting and others chanting as well. So it's a very important point to understand. There's one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It describes how to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. You know, it says there that one should use the top lip, one should use the bottom lip and the tongue as well. You know, how much more like blatant guidance does one need to chant the Hare Krishna mantra? And Prabhupada writes there that sometimes when the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted, that one produces a hissing sound. And that and that this is how not to do. You know, we should chant very clearly, deliberately. You know, every syllable should be heard. And chant loudly. Not loud that you're going to interrupt or disturb other devotees, but loud enough so you can hear yourself and others as well. So Lord Chaitanya goes on to say, after Haridasa said that he's in a diseased condition of life, you know. So Lord Chaitanya, he says, you know, that because your body is now very old, that there is no need for you to, you can reduce the number of rounds that you're chanting. There's no need for you to follow the regulative principle so strictly. Plus you're a liberated soul, you're a Mukta Purush. And they say, you can reduce your rounds. And Lord Chaitanya says that in your role in this incarnation, your role in this incarnation was to deliver the people in general and to preach the glories of the holy name. And you have completed your mission. Note that Lord Chaitanya says in this incarnation. You know, so it's described in Kavi Kanapur's Gora Gonadesha Deepika that Haridas Thakur is actually an incarnation of three personalities. He's an incarnation of the universal creator, Lord Brahma. He is an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And he is an incarnation of another personality, also called Brahma. He's called Brahma Tapa, Mahatapa. So, this Brahma Mahatapa, he was assisting his father, who was engaged in puja. And he offered his father a tulsi leaf, which was not washed. And for this offense that his father cursed him to take birth in a Yavana family. Seems like a pretty harsh curse, just for not washing a tulsi leaf, but anyway, that's the reaction you got. So these three personalities, they descended as Haridas Mahajan. You know, Lord Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, they're both Mahajans, as described in Sukha Canto Bhagavatam. And so Lord Chaitanya, you know, says, you can please reduce the number of rounds that you're chanting. And then Haridas, He says, actually, my lord, please hear my real plea. No, there was something else on Haridasa's mind. And I'll just read, I read out the next few verses, that Haridas, he exhibits such great humility in his words. You know? Like he says, I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, therefore I am the lowest and most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and rescued me, and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. You know, so this is Haridas Thakur, the Namaracharya. You know, one of the greatest devotees in existence. His humility, it's really, really heartbreaking. You know, my body is most abominable. I am unseeable and untouchable. And this isn't like, you know, he's just saying this. You know, he actually means it. He's saying it with feeling, with meaning. You know, it's not false humility, and he actually feels like that. So Haridas continues that, you know, he says that I've had a desire, actually, for a long time, my Lord. You know, that I know that soon your pastimes in this material world, they will finish. And that I do not want to see this last chapter of your pastimes. He begs Lord Chaitanya that, please let me give up my life in your presence while you're still here. That I wish to, with my eyes, I wish to look upon your moonlight face. You know, I wish to hold your lotus feet to my heart. And chanting your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, I want to give up my life here. So Lord Chaitanya, in reply, he says, no, Krishna is so merciful that he must fulfill your desire. But my happiness is only because of your association, Haridas. And then Haridas replied that, actually, my Lord, please do not create this illusion. You know, that he says there are many fit devotees more respectable than that are competent to assist you in your pastimes. He says that I am actually an insect. I am what is the loss to the material world if an ant dies? So this is what Haridas is comparing himself to. So at this point, Lord Chaitanya, he goes to perform his noontime duties. And the next day, Lord Chaitanya, he goes to see Haridas, but this time he brings all his associates with him. And when Lord Chaitanya, he reaches the Bhajan Kriti of Haridas Thakur, he says, Haridas, what is the news? What's happening? And Haridas says, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. And at this point, Lord Chaitanya, he starts Harinam Sankirtan. You know, congregational chanting, all the devotees, they start chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when this Harinam Sankirtan started, Lord Chaitanya, he started to glorify Haridas Thakur. And when he was chanting the glories of Haridas Thakur, he was chanting as if he had five mouths. And the more he was chanting, the more his happiness increased. When the Lord was chanting the glories of Haridas, Haridas grabbed the Lord by the hand and pulled him to sit in front of him. At this point, Haridas Thakur, he placed Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet to his heart. They said he fixed his eyes, which were like two bumblebees, you know, on the moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya. He took the dust of all the Vaishnavas that were present on his head. And after he took the dust from the Vaishnavas, he started chanting the glorious name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And in this way he gave up his life there. He departed for the spiritual world. So after it's described the departure of Haridas Thakur, the next verse, Kaviraj Goswami explains that, you know, seeing the wonderful death of Haridas by his own will, just like a great mystic yogis, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma Dev. So, after the departure of Haridas Thakur, the devotees, they were crying in ecstasy, the holy name is Hari. And Lord Chaitanya, he picked up Haridas Thakur and he started to dance with Haridas Thakur on his lap. You know, all the chanting, the congregational chanting went on and on, and the ecstasy of the devotees increased unlimitedly, seeing the Lord's love for his devotee. After some time of Lord Chaitanya embracing Haridas Thakur's body, Swarup Damodar approached him and said, "Now is the time we should perform the last rites." So they took Haridas Thakur's body to the ocean. They bathed it. All the devotees, they drank the water which had washed the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And then they buried Haridas Thakur's body in the sand. After they had buried the body of Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, he went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple and he laid his top cloth on the floor and shouted to the shopkeepers, "Please come and please, I'm begging alms, please give prasadam. We want to have a feast in honor of the great devotee Haridas Thakur." So all the devotees, all the shopkeepers, you know, they ran out with big baskets of prasadam to give to Lord Chaitanya. And seeing this, Swarup Damodar, he told the shopkeepers, no, please go back. And he sent Lord Chaitanya to his residence. And Swarup Damodar, he then went to all the shopkeepers and told them to give me four palmfuls of every variety of prasadam that you have. And then Swarup Damodar and three other devotees, they collected or the prasadam, and they took it to the residence of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, he sat all the devotees down, and he wanted to serve them this prasadam. But the thing is, Lord Chaitanya, he is not accustomed to taking small amounts of prasadam. You know, when we hear that when he went to Advaita Acharya's house, and when Sarabhanda Bhattacharya was feeding him, that the thing is, when Sarabhanda Bhattacharya and his wife, they were cooking for Lord Chaitanya, it's described how the amount of rice that was in front of Lord Chaitanya, I worked at this, Prabhupada gives a calculation in his purport, worked out to be 14 kilos. Around 14 kilos of rice. That's like 1.5 buckets of rice. And what to speak of the hundreds of pots of preparation, sabjis and, you know, varieties of prasadam. So Lord Chaitanya. And, you know, Lord Chaitanya's very, very beautiful body. You know, long arms, very big hands. You know, so when he was serving out the prasadam, that he was serving with his hands and putting on his plate, but he was putting like enough on each plate for 5 men to eat. You know. And so, you know, Sri Dhammadas, you know, he said, "My Lord, please sit down. You know, we will serve. You know, and plus no one will start taking prasadam until you have started." And so they honored this wonderful feast in the honor of Haridas Thakur. And after the feast, Lord Chaitanya, he gave a wonderful benediction, which all the minds, hearing this, all the minds of the devotees were felt very pacified. You know, Lord Chaitanya, he said that anyone who has seen the festival of Srila Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad, will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. So, at this point, I'm going to beg for the forgiveness of the devotees for my inability to glorify the Sri Namaracharya Haridas Thakur. But following in the footsteps of Kaviraj Goswami, I do so for my own purification. Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's just so, these pastimes, you know, they actually melt the heart. By constantly reading these pastimes, it really, really melts the heart, and actually good qualities start to develop. It has such a such a powerful effect on our consciousness by hearing the humility of the devotees, hearing about these wonderful loving exchanges. You know, as we know, Lord Chaitanya, he came to teach how to be a devotee. You know, how to treat devotees, you know, how to engage in proper etiquette. You know, I'm wondering, like, how many devotees here have read Chaitanya Charitamrita fully? Oh, good. There's a few of you there. Yeah, so it's I urge everyone to embrace Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's so relishable. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his last days, you know, present in this mortal world, he only heard Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he said that, that Westerners would learn the Bengali language to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that prediction is coming true. That many devotees, they learn Bengali to be able to chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. So I'll stop there. Has anyone got any questions or comments or anything they'd like to add?
Yes, I was hearing the other day Srila Prabhupada's lecture, and he said, if you want to be a real devotee, you have to have unflinching faith in your spiritual master and Krishna only. Then you can advance the
yes.
So after this comment, I want to ask you some points, how to concentrate when you are doing chanting, so that you can hear nicely. You said very quickly, lift both lips, but how to concentrate the mind, because when you start chanting, you think of so many things, which you never think otherwise.
Yes,
we
think that we have to try and control the mind. It's like it's in our strength to learn, try and control the mind and then hear the mantra. But actually all you have to do is hear. The Lord, just by hearing, the mind becomes pacified. It's not that we have to try and bring the mind to by our own strength. We should become dependent upon the name, the holy name. And so when we're chanting, just hear very nice.
Srila Prabhupada has given such a great concession, 16 noms.
Yes, very, very merciful. Very merciful.
Very merciful.
Yeah, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that, unless one chants 64 rounds a day, he is to be considered fallen. Yes, 16 rounds. We got off lightly.
You want to say something about Mukunda Thakur?
This is disappearance today, isn't it? Mukunda that.
Well, this is huge.
Yeah, trying to think. Was he the, correct me if I'm wrong, Mukunda Dutta had an incredibly sweet voice? Is that that he's renowned for? His singing? Is that right? Brother of Vasudeva. I can't actually remember anything off the top of my head about Mukunda Dutt. Sorry, I should have been on to it and prepared something on that. Any other questions? I guess that's it.
Question listening to you speaking about
disciples of Prabhupada, they congregate in this room and they chant for their glories and pastimes of Srila Prabhupada in his presence. Yeah. So there's the it's the greatest ecstasy, isn't it? Serving the spiritual master in separation. Actually, Ramananda Roy, You know, in his conversations with Lord Chaitanya, you know, he said that what is the most painful experience? And Ramananda Roy, he said that that the most painful experience, even worse than death, is feeling separation from the Lord's devotees. You know, we just have to hear the songs by Srinivasacharya? No, Narottam Das Thakur. You know that, you know, I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Mm-hmm. You know, when will I achieve the association of Lord Chaitanya and his associates? You know, it's very powerful. Powerful feeling of separation. Actually, this feeling of separation, it binds us close, very close to the Lord's devotees. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Haridas Thakur, when did he start chanting the three death?
I don't know what age, but I know he was young.
And who is talking?
I'm not sure. It is,
yeah. I heard it was at 50 years of age, because he said, Lord, I have already passed my half of my age, and I am so fallen in sin. So please give me mercy. So he gave to Mayapur, and then he went to Nimapur. That's what I heard. In one of the lectures of Devata Goswami.
Okay. So when Ramachandra Khan sent the prostitute to bewilder Haridas Thakur, he was quite youthful. Okay. Gantarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go Premanandji.